From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. And what is seen as the most significant challenge yet to territorial limits Beijing asserts around its man-made islands, a U.S.-guided missile destroyer Tuesday sailed within 22 kilometers of a reef in the disputed Spratly Archipelago. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The USS Lassen approached Subi Reef, occupied by China and also claimed by Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The foreign ministry in Beijing accuses the vessel of illegally entering its waters, posing a threat to Chinese sovereignty. It says the Navy ship was monitored, followed, and warned. A U.S. military source says the mission was completed without incident. Sheila Smith, senior fellow for Japan Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the U.S. Navy's challenge to China comes amid increasing rhetoric from Beijing about the need to defend its sovereign territory. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Pakistan's military says heavy fire from across the Afghan border killed 7 Pakistani soldiers on Tuesday. The attack hit a paramilitary force outpost in South Waziristan's Angar Adda region. The military did not say whether militants or Afghan soldiers were responsible, and there was no immediate comment from Afghanistan. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said Tuesday that his government will make every effort to help those affected by Monday's magnitude 7.5 earthquake and will announce a relief package once authorities carry out a comprehensive assessment. Sharif held a meeting of high-level officials to hear reports on the damage and response since the earthquake struck northern Afghanistan's sparsely populated Baluchistan province. Pakistan and Afghanistan reported nearly 350 deaths. VOA News.